Fall in the Fraser Valley doesn't just bring the sight of beautiful mountains, colorful forests, rain, and homemade pumpkin spice lattes. It marks the annual return of one of the most Chilliwack activities and locations to go to and do, the Chilliwack Corn Maze, located at Greendale Acres Farms, celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. The maze is family-owned and operated since its start in 1999, created by John Bruinsma, his wife Diane, and their business partners after Bruinsma read an article in a magazine about a man who built a corn maze in Utah. Inspired by the article, Bruinsma built the first corn maze in Canada on his farm, with the goal to educate the importance of agriculture and bring the community together in a fun activity that can be enjoyed all fall season long. 25 years later, Bruinsma has succeeded. The corn maze is a staple of the Chilliwack community, a representation of its agricultural roots that is now being enjoyed by multiple generations. A couple has had their first date, their wedding, and now their baby's first outing at this corn maze. It is a popular destination for tourists from across the nation and globe, being named in the Daily Hive's top 25 locations to visit in Greater Vancouver, and has inspired other corn mazes to grow in the Fraser Valley. However, to most Chilliwackians, there's only one corn maze, the one on Greendale Acres. Today, the corn maze is owned and operated by John Bruinsma's three daughters and their husbands, who take on the responsibility, and in their eyes, the honor, of preparing the maze and educating their community each year. Up next is an interview with Vanessa Audie, one of the daughters of John Bruinsma and owners of Greendale Acres. We conduct the interview as we walk through the Chilliwack corn maze. Children run and play in the background, so listener discretion is advised. We just kind of know like how and even why it started and what it means for you and the family to continue this and like this like legacy of your parents and everything now.
Yeah, it is such an honor to carry on this incredible legacy. It's been 25 years now, and when we were kids it was simply a field and a trailer and people would come and it was really exciting. So growing up we had always lots of people around, and the coolest part about it is that that's our memories, but now there's thousands of people that have memories as well, and they've created their own traditions on our farm. And it's something we take seriously because we want people to enjoy themselves, and it becomes part of their childhood, their memories, their family traditions, which makes it so important for us to create a space for people to enjoy the farm, the land, and enjoy each other as families.
Have you met people who have started, or you know from kids and have grown up all the way?
Yeah, we have. So we have people that have worked here that came as kids and now they work here. We've had employees get married here. We've seen lots of interactions come full circle in so many different ways. I was 13 when mom and dad began, and so even for myself now my kids are here and you see these generations come through and enjoy the farm and then work on the farm and then bring their kids to the farm, and so it's really, really cool for us to watch that happen. It's why we exist. We love to see it.
When your parents decided to start this, why exactly? Like what spurned the inspiration to start it?
And so we were the first corn maze in Canada, and my dad, he owns a company in Chilliwack that services the agricultural industry, the dairy industry to be more specific, and he's always reading magazines and clipping articles, and he came across an article in a magazine about a man named Brett, and he was in school and his project was for basically to connect the community with agriculture. And so my dad read it and he thought about it for 2 years, and then in 1999 a friend of his, the Takuma family, their business partners at the time for 20 years, they decided to start the corn maze because they wanted people to come and have access to agriculture and to teach people. And so we have every day in October is full with 12 classes a day almost that come and learn about pumpkins, learn about our corn. We do a spring field trip, we do a fall field trip. So the primary reason it was started was to connect people with agriculture so that they can understand the importance of it. And as urbanization has come to this area, we see that importance to be even more prominent nowadays.
Chilliwack's population has boomed so much in the last like 10 years. It must be so important to continue that tradition going.
Exactly, yeah, and I think that's always been part of the staple. So one of our brand promises is that we're guests become friends and family, and we feel that because there's people that come over the years, but also where we educate people, and not just in a school setting, but we have people come out from the city, and they come and they enter our hayride, and we talk about the corn and where it goes afterwards and the land. And but to be able to communicate how things come full circle, we do get the question all the time, do we change our corn maize every year? People don't always understand that corn comes down, it's made into silage, it's packed, and then it turns into a fermented product called silage. So these little pieces of the cycle get missed, and we really see that more and more we get these questions, and so we have a purpose here to educate.
Yeah, it's actually really cool hearing how it really does come full circle. I was looking up some extra information in that, and this corn maize is actually on the Greater Vancouver top 25 things to do in the fall and summer BC.
Yes.
And I just wanna like, is that really cool to think of? Even I know there's always the pressure of like, we don't need the big city kind of acknowledgement, but to hear that people that are coming to Vancouver the first time are directed out to this spot in Chilliwack.
Yeah, so before my sisters and I purchased the business with our husbands, I actually worked for Tourism Chilliwack. And so my job was to bring people to Chilliwack, which is really ironic and really cool because now I do get to see it where it's like this place is an anchor for tourism in Chilliwack, and it does draw a lot of people. And even if I go into the city or I meet someone from the city, I say, oh, well, I grew up at the Chilliwack Corn Maze. And they're like, oh, yeah, I've been there before. It's crazy to think how many people actually know about this place. With growth, though, there are some things that we like to make sure it's not too busy. So we have had to implement some things like weekend tickets, you know, or online and timed, because we want to make sure that our growth in terms of people coming is something that does not affect someone's visit. So trying to make sure that it's not overcrowded, because we only have 1 month for everyone to come visit, and then it's a sunny October day, then it becomes busy. So trying to implement strategies to make sure that the growth doesn't impact us negatively and people's experience negatively. So we really find it's wonderful inviting people out from the city, and we love having people from all over come and experience the farm.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
So when you were in Tourism Chilliwack, was it ever a conflict of interest to like guide people to the place?
At the time I wasn't an owner, but I was very cautious about it because it was my family. But sure. I did have to be a little bit cautious, but most things very naturally led to promoting this place. There's a couple others like us in the community and in the Fraser Valley in general, but I think there's place for all of us, and we all exist, and we all have our own little unique flair about you know what we focus in on, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. I didn't know that you this was the first one in Canada.
Yeah,
that's so cool to be kind of an inspiration to a lot of others to start it and too.
So when my parents decided to start it, my grandfather, my opa, he's from Holland and he immigrated here, and he would say as soon as they started, that's the craziest, stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because at the time, you know, all he knew was dairy farming, and he thought, well, corn is used to feed the cows. And so he just was like, that's crazy. And a lot of people thought it was crazy. And it was really cool to see how the community embraced it, because at the very least, it brings people out into nature. First of all, it takes people nowadays off their phone. It gives people something to do with their families and just connect with each other. So it has become very popular, and it was crazy, but it seems very normal nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like a normalism. In the fall, you go to the pumpkin patch and you go through a corn maze, and that's what you do. But back 25 years ago, that wasn't a thing. So I sometimes, when I look around on a day in October where the pumpkins are out and there's people walking around, I sometimes sit in awe of how people end up coming. You know, how do people get here? My background is in marketing, but I also I know that word of mouth is the strongest and most important part of how we connect with people and how we get people here. And so I think when you come and visit, the place does speak for itself. We've worked really hard to make it a really special place for families to come, and adults and teenagers and, you know, just different demographics, and to create experiences for everybody.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a lot of the stuff that you said there previously, just kind of like on like the openness and everything about connecting and everything. Do you get that sense that it's one of the reasons why it is special? Is that it really shows what the community wants to be and what it values a lot with itself?
Yeah. Chilliwack, I find, is a unique spot. I went away for a couple of years and went to school in the States, and I remember coming back and thinking, we actually have something really special here, you know, and Chilliwack itself is just such a welcoming community. And we always, as family, always welcome people into our property. One of the first stories that my mom and dad shared about the Corn Maze was when they opened, I said, how did you get people here? I don't understand. We didn't have a website or the internet. How did people come? And they said, well, the first guests that came were actually a group from Germany randomly, and they were blind and they did the maze. So that was the first person that came through the maze, and they loved it. And then at the very end, my mom had made muffins and they all sat together on mom and dad's back deck and they had muffins. And there's lots of people where they end up come and staying, and we get to have a special time with these people. And so it still remains for us, that's the community, but it's also us. So, and we are able to create our own community here, and it's really beautiful.
That's a very beautiful, touching story.
It's cool,
it's funny because, like, I hear it, and the only thing I can think of is, like, of course, in Chilliwack.
Yeah.
You know, like, of course. Yeah, yeah. Like, this is the most Chilliwack thing I've ever heard of, having muffins with a tourist. I love it. Yeah. It's what makes it. So, okay, let's get to the root of it. How long does it take to actually design and think of and actually do the maze itself? So what goes into planning the maze and each year, and as well as specifically this year? And like, how long did it take for you to think of the one for this?
Yeah. So it does take a couple of months. And as owners, we sit down and we brainstorm, you know, where the direction is going. So this year was simple to say, okay, the direction is going to be our 25-year anniversary. And then we built from there. But one of my favorite years actually was our 2021 maze. And it had Wander, and it was basically the Xi'an mountain range and then a night sky. And it was inspired by the book, The Boy Who Spoke to the Earth. And that book is in the maze again this year because it's been a favorite of teachers and kids and families. And it talks about the sort of the magic that happens when you stand still for just a moment, and being present to all things in nature and in life, and where you can find happiness. And the boy suddenly realizes that happiness is all around him. And so where I love to focus our attention on is that we have, you know, so many acres and this message that we can send in the sky to thousands of people. And what is that going to be? And I take that to heart as a really important part of planning. That, you know, last year we put Science World in, and that was fun, and we can be fun, but we also can be serious. And every year we sit down and we really think about the impact that the maze design is going to have on people that come and experience the maze. So once we decide on the theme, then we have to get the actual drawing. We work with a friend who's an artist that does some sketches for us. We send it on to a corporation that helps mazeify it, if that makes sense. So we get blueprints basically from them where all the pathways are. Our maze is cut out when it's about, say, like 5 inches, 6 inches out of the ground, and we basically make the whole field into a grid. So we have A's and, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, A, B, C, D, E. Mm-hmm. And then we count rows of corn, basically. So we're counting rows of corn, spraying design on the ground, and then we rototill it, we pack it, and then we have a machine that cuts the sides. We spend months, actually. It's a real labor of love to get the corn maze to look the way it is. And over the years, this year, the corn maze in the back is a little bit lower because we didn't have enough rain. So I was looking through all the previous corn maze designs and asking my dad, well, what happened this year? Why does this picture not look as good? And it is like years of drought or years of certain elements that affects the corns in some ways. So this year is okay, but in the back there's a few lower spots because of the drought, and there's not really much we can do about it. So
unless we radically change the environment. Right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Like, so, if anything, then that's really just another part of the overall message of community and representation. Like, you're seeing a lot of the environmental damage done with the corn maze, but also like how it's able to survive and go through, and that's itself is pretty too.
Yeah, it is. And it's interesting to talk to my dad about things they've done. They never had to irrigate their pumpkins. We irrigate our pumpkins now, you know. So there's been changes that we had to make. We had to, you know, get an extra well dug so that we could start irrigating a few more things on our property. So yeah, there are some changes, but that's what farming's about, is you responding to these changes in the environment. environment, and it's not always easy, but yeah, it has been a learning curve for all of us at times, for sure.
When did you and your sisters and your each individual families decide to take over?
Yeah.
And why exactly? Is it really a lot of
conversation?
That's a good word.
Yeah. So we actually purchased the business from my parents and their business partners in 2020. So 2020 was COVID. And at the time we purchased, the business was in, I think, July. And we had actually planned the design for my parents randomly, not knowing we were going to take over the business, in spring over a Zoom meeting. And it was like, because we couldn't be together, my sisters own another company, and we just had to make sure that we were separate. And so 2020 was the year that we decided to do that. And it was mostly my parents and their partners were just a little bit like, I don't know how to step forward. And we didn't either, but we had a new energy. And so it was scary. We had, I think, 8 children, 7 and under between the three of us. Now there's 9 children. So it was really busy, but it was a really exciting time. And I think the transition went very well. My parents are helping us watch our kids a lot. Their partners have since, you know, they have lots of grandchildren. They were moving in different places as well. So the transition was really positive, and I'm really proud of the way our families were able to move through that transition.
And do you currently still live on the farm and everything?
My sister does. Yeah, my sister does. My mom lives close by across the road, and then it's my aunt, my cousin. So this quadrant is very family oriented, but I know I don't live on the farm. I live in Sardis, and I love where I live, but yeah.
Cool.
It's nice. It is a beautiful property and place.
Yeah, that's perfect, right? It's nice to like come in, spend all as much mm-hmm. time you want, and then be like, okay, I get to kind of have my own space.
Yeah.
A little bit. August, September is when everything really kicks in, and then you mentioned you also have some like stuff in October. So what happens in September and October when the fall and hopefully more rain hits? Everything is that when you do a lot of school stuff?
So we actually one of the reasons we changed our name to Greendale Acres, our farm name to Greendale Acres, is because we do open in the spring, but we would be open in the spring as the corn maze, and everyone would say, well, where's the corn maze? And so it's a name that will help us grow as the seasons grow. So we opened for the plowing match last year. We had the 101st plowing match here on the farm. That's early April, and then an Easter egg hunt, and then we did a spring flower and baby animal festival, and then we shut down for a little bit of the summer, and then we open up again in August, and we close October 31st. So we do get rain. We actually implemented something a couple years ago. It's called our mud maze, because we had so much rain the second year we were open. It literally was like up to your ankles in mud. So we have our short maze that's not muddy, and then our long maze where we created a mud challenge for people to go. You've probably done it in the mud.
I was going to say, I have lost a shoe.
In that first year of the mud maze,
and I didn't know.
We actually had one of the years, Michael Bublé and his lovely wife come, and they raced through the maze, and we warned them ahead of time. They wanted to do it. They had some kind of online competition going, and we warned them, had types of, got to bring boots. So they brought boots, hiking boots. We're like, no, it's gum boots. Yeah. You know, it's gum boots. And they were just like, yeah, you're right. It was crazy. And they could not believe the amount of mud. It was so crazy that one year, because the amount of rain we had. I think it was 2021.
Yeah, that was the flooding.
It was that year. It was so muddy. And then last year, it was like, it wasn't until the last week of October that we're like, okay, we have a mud maze, you know? So all of a sudden, something that was so hard and hard to get past was the mud, and people were frustrated. Now we want it back again because we want a mud maze. But our short maze, we wood chip, and so it makes it stroller friendly. Depending on the time, we can't control everything. A little more wheelchair friendly up until maybe very, very late October. But we try to make it accessible for as many people as possible to get in there and give mm-hmm. them some sort of experience. Maybe not the mud maze experience, but a short maze.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. Thank for giving me the time and all the insight of this.
Thank you.
The Chilliwack Corn Maze is open until October 31st, where they end each year in season with a big Halloween celebration. This story has been brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the untold stories across the nation. For this and more stories like it, go to canada-info.ca.